My name is Brother Brad Ford. I'm with the Student Entertainment Organization. I'd like to ask you a question about, it's an issue with black-on-black crimes that's perpetuating this conspiracy to destroy our people. It's organizations, street gangs, and drug dealers in our community that's like implementing this conspiracy. What would you say to them in order to help motivate them to change that their philosophies?
Well, first of all, you know, the terminology black on black crime is a reaction, a contrived reaction in many ways by the state in order to deflect our youth and our communities from the real enemy, the real criminals that run this society, the 1% that control the economics of this country. The real criminals that run this society are the ones who are in positions of power and control right now and who carry out white supremacy on a daily basis institutionally. Now, that's not to say that black people, because of our proximity to each other, because we live in basically domestic colonies, in communities that are overcrowded, that are poor, that have poor housing, that in many ways we carry out negative attitudes and negative behavior towards each other. The United States has been at war in Afghanistan for the past 15 years. It has been at war for 85% of its national existence, the time of its national existence. And no one calls the United States a violent society. When World War II erupted, no one called it white-on-white crime. Violence as such is the negative behavioral pattern of human beings. So we need to understand that in Palestine, as we speak right now, the youth are in the streets throwing rocks at the Zionist settlers, at the occupying forces. Our children have no example of resistance against the status quo and against the police as the Palestinians do. So therefore, our youth have internalized their violence. We have internalized white supremacy. We have internalized it to the point where we have a high degree of self-hatred, of disrespect for each other. And I think that we need to understand the role that these street sets that we call gangs play in the upbringing of young males and young females in this society. They are a rite of passage. They have always been a rite of passage in the urban areas. That's what urban gangs have been. There were Irish gangs, there were Italian gangs, there were Polish gangs. Most minorities in urban areas had to resort to coming together and forging these types of street sets and relationships in order to defend themselves, in order to protect themselves from aggression from outside of their community. This has been turned on its head in our community because there's no struggle on the physical level against our oppressors. And we need to make it clear to our youth that we need them to be the soldiers in the forefront of our struggle for independence, for survival, and for the integrity of our community. Our youth are misled. They're misled by a system of propaganda, of misinformation. They're misled by educational systems that teaches them what to think and not how to think. We are misled by a culture that has devalued the family, that has devalued the role of parents in society, and that have assumed that role institutionally in order to control our own children. So we need to reinvigorate our ability to talk to our children and get them to stand up for something other than a new pair of sneakers or a slick outfit, a slick or shirt. They need to understand that our children right now have to take the forefront, have to be in the vanguard of our struggle against white supremacy and against the domination in our community. And this is a physical struggle, this is a political struggle, this is a psychological struggle, and this is a social and cultural struggle. All of these different aspects of our oppression have to be addressed. and the police in our community who are brutalizing our youth, who are murdering our youth, need to understand that they cannot do that with impunity. That if they kill our dog, we will murder their cat. And so we need to understand, they have to understand, that there will be a political retaliation, there will be a political consequence for police brutality in our community. And the ones that bring that message to law enforcement and to those who brutalize us are our youth. And so we need to organize our youth in a way that they can protect their community, that they can see that they are part and parcel of us, that they're not alienated from us, that we have not thrown them to the wolves in blue uniforms, and we have not forsaken them to a system of mass incarceration. And once we could exhibit that type of care and that type of love, I think our children, our youth, will begin to fight on a much more principled level. And I just want to end with this, that, you know, there's a lot to be said about guns in America, about the use of arms in America, about how guns kill people. Well, people with guns kill people. Guns themselves are instruments of violence. They're instruments of force. And we need to understand that when you have a gun and no politics and no consciousness, you're a criminal. You're an anarchist. You're someone who is a liability to all those around you. But when you have consciousness, and when you have principles, and when you have ethics and morality, then you can change that paradigm we talk about, that we define as black on black crime, and make it into a revolutionary understanding of how violence has a purpose, and is in all of us. All of us are human beings. We all have the normal capacities and emotions for violence. It's just that it's been socialized negatively in our community. The whole idea of black self-defense is about using violence to defend our own integrity, to defend our children, to defend our communities, and to defend our families. So all animals, all mammals, all living things have a capacity for violence, and it's usually used for survival. In our case, it's self-destructive. It's being used negatively and in a self-destructive fashion. And we have not trained our children to understand the limits of violence and its utility at the same time.